in a crowd, well, you pick around. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As the battle over President Trump's tariffs continues to play out in federal courts, they are currently being allowed on a temporary basis, CBS's Erica Brown reports the White House says they will not be deterred.
Senior White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the administration will seek to enact tariffs through other means if their legal challenges are unsuccessful.
Even if we lose, we will do it another way. And I can assure the American people that the Trump tariff agenda is alive, well, healthy, and will be implemented to protect you.
The appeals court ruled Trump's tariffs can continue until the panel considers arguments on the case.
Elon Musk is expected to officially wrap up his job helping to cut the size of the federal government Friday. Musk's goal was to cut $2 trillion from the budget, later revised downward to $1 trillion, ending up with just a fraction of that. Correspondent Weijia Jiang says he's disappointed.
Just days before leaving the administration, Musk told CBS Sunday Morning even those savings could be impacted thanks to President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill, contradicting the White House's claim that it will cut the deficit by $1.6 trillion.
CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya-Galvez has been looking into ICE agents showing up at a Manhattan federal building that deals with immigration and making arrests.
We are talking about a different operation targeting immigration courthouses that are attending to the cases of migrants. And this operation is targeting non-criminal and criminal migrants alike who are attending those immigration court hearings overseen by immigration judges.
The White House says Israel has accepted a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza. CBS News contributor Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
According to Israeli media, Arab media, and others, five living Israeli hostages would be released on the first day of a 60-day ceasefire, and another five living hostages about a week later.
Correspondent Wendy Gillette tells us a new Gallup poll shows American support of same-sex marriage is at 71%, unchanged from the last survey in 2022.
The survey shows Republican support hovers just under 50%, compared to Democrats at 84%. Younger adults showed the most support, 89% of those ages 18 to 29. 41% of those who attend church weekly support same-sex marriage.
The Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in 2015. The reward for two New Orleans jail escapees still at large has been hiked to $50,000. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Memorial Day savings are here at the Home Depot, with free delivery and up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like LG. Plan your get-togethers with an LG refrigerator you can count on at the Home Depot. And with the connected ThinQ app, you'll know when to replace the filter. Spend less time worrying this Memorial Day with savings on LG, America's most reliable appliance brand, at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid May 15th through June 4th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
And we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Rats present a problem in many cities, and that includes a Boston neighborhood.
In Alston, not far from Harvard and MIT, rats are so common that an annual event is named the Rat City Art Festival.
And rats! Rats!
City inspectors recently toured parts of the neighborhood with residents guiding them through the worst areas. Paula Alexander.
Go under here. They come out with food.
Inspector Charlie McGevna.
Probably getting right underneath here. See that?
Yeah.
Rats even chew through heavy plastic trash receptacles.
Whole cities infested with rats.
Inspectors suggest spraying a combination of water and bleach on the receptacles. Rats hate the smell of bleach, they say. Christopher Cruz.
Rat infestation at the Nickman residence.
CBS News.
A push in Texas to ban children under 18 years old from social media platforms failed at the state capitol. Lawmakers abandoned a vote under pressure from tech trade groups. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, light west winds developing with morning lows in the lower 50s. Friday, we'll see increasing clouds. There will be some wildfire smoke in the air. We'll also have a few showers and storms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Cause when I get you,
on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Lost my radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Searching for good
time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Hey! Here I am, baby. Oh, signed, you got my feelings again. I'm yours, baby. Here I am, baby. Signed, you got my feelings again. I'm yours, baby. Hey, I've done a lot of foolish things that I really didn't.
98 years, your home for local news, and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm going to put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Wide areas of the country are facing severe storms as we head into Friday. Meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking a major system.
Severe thunderstorms, which will affect over 150,000 square miles across the Mid-Atlantic, and that's about a population of over 21 million people. Major cities that would be affected would be Charlotte and Virginia Beach, Raleigh, North Carolina, Norfolk, Greensboro, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, and even as far west as Chicago and as far south as Jacksonville, Florida.
A state of emergency has been issued in the Canadian province of Manitoba as wildfires force 17,000 people to evacuate. Smoke from the fires is expected to descend during the daylight hours on downtown Chicago, 1,300 miles to the south. CBS's Erica Brown reports Harvard University, under pressure from President Trump to cancel foreign student registration, held its graduation ceremonies.
One by one, students crossed the stage Thursday for many, fulfilling a dream to graduate from Harvard University.
Congratulations, class of 2025.
But this year's commencement came as the university is embroiled in contentious legal battles with the Trump administration.
The class of 2025 from down the street, across the country, and around the world. Around the world, just as it should be.
Yeah!
California's high school track and field championship is dealing with controversy, as we hear from CBS News Bay Area reporter Ann Makovic.
There is a transgender